Today's story was adapted from Holy Scripture by Irene Leffler and will be told by Uncle Dan.
If you would like to read it as it is in the Bible, turn to the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, chapters 5, 6, and 7. I call the story, The Thief Who Defeated an Army.
Once upon a time, the land of Canaan was occupied by evil and wicked people who worshipped idols. One of their principal cities was Jericho, situated on the banks of a small river near where it emptied into the Jordan River. Jericho was a large and wealthy city. Its palaces and temples were the abode of vice and luxury. It was protected by a huge wall fenced up to heaven. The priests of the city were its leaders and dictators. Their special deity was Ashtaroth, goddess of the moon.
Oh, Ashtaroth, great and beautiful goddess of the moon, we seek thy protection. Guide us, O goddess of the moon, in our dealings with the children of Israel who are camped at our doorstep, even now.
Arise, Dogem, come with me.
But, your grace, I'm not finished with my prayer to her lordship, goddess Ashtaroth.
Ah, we have more important things to do this morning.
More important than morning devotions to Ashtaroth?
Yes, come with me and I'll show you.
Well, after I have finished with Ashtaroth, your grace. Oh, beautiful Ashtaroth, it is with the...
Dogem! Who is the high priest of Jericho?
You are, your grace.
Who rules Jericho?
You do, your grace.
Yes, and who are you?
One of the lower priests, your grace.
And who stands between goddess Ashtaroth and the people?
You do, your grace, and I am sworn to obey you, your grace. Yet I have a certain duty and loyalty to the goddess Ashtaroth, too.
You actually believe there is an actual god? A goddess of the moon who can hear your prayer and do things for you?
No, your grace.
Well, then why do you insist on this foolishness?
We have to keep up a front, a pretense.
Before the people, yes, but not when you're alone or with another priest.
As you wish, your grace.
Always remember that, Dogem. Someday you'll make a good priest. Remember that gods and goddesses have no power at all. They're wood and stone. Their influence upon the people depends entirely upon how you, as the priest, keep the people fooled.
Yes, your grace.
Now, come along with me, and I'll show you something to really get excited about.
Yes, your grace.
Knock louder. She's in there somewhere.
Yes, your grace.
Just a minute.
Oh, she sounds perturbed, your grace.
Now, what if she is? She'll calm down soon enough.
Can't you fellows what... Oh, good morning, your grace. I'm sorry it took me so long to answer the door, but I didn't realize it was you.
Oh, that's quite all right, Rahab.
Won't you come in, your grace, you and your companion?
Yes, thank you, Rahab.
Perhaps you wish to go upstairs?
Yes, Rahab, we do.
This way, please.
Mm-hmm.
Have a seat, Your Grace. Refreshments will be served in just
a moment. No, Rahab. Never mind. We didn't come for that. we'd like to be taken to your courtyard, the one on top of the city wall.
Oh, as you wish, Your Grace. This way, please.
Rahab, do you mind leaving us alone?
Not at all, Your Grace. Just call when you want me.
Just a minute, Rahab.
Yes, Your Grace?
I haven't noticed you at temple services of late.
No, sir.
Been too busy to attend, perhaps,
No, Your Grace, no longer do I worship Ashtaroth, goddess of the moon, or any of the other idols of Canaan.
What?
I'm now a worshiper of the true God, the God of heaven.
The God of heaven? Who's he?
Your Grace, he's the God of... of the Israelites.
Oh, the Israelite God? The Israelites who are even now camped on our doorstep?
Yes, Your Grace. If you'll excuse me, I'll leave you two gentlemen alone. Just...
No, Rahab. Stay here with us. You're just the one I want to talk to.
At your service, Your Grace.
Dogim, look over the wall to the southeast of us. Do you know what lies in that direction?
Yes, Your Grace. Gilgal. The Israelites are camped at Gilgal.
Yes, they were camped at Gilgal.
They're not now?
They're on their way here. Watchers report that the entire Israelite army is marching directly towards Jericho. They'll be here any second now.
Well, there's nothing to fear, Your Grace. The Israelites won't attack us. We're too strong. They'll detour around our city.
I don't believe it. Oh, there's something uncanny about these Israelites. I don't trust them.
Well, have our armed forces been notified?
No, everything's readiness for an attack.
Well, then there's nothing to worry about.
Rahab, you said that you worship this Israelite god. Now, what do you know about them attacking us?
Your Grace, believe me, they will attack. Oh. And they will defeat our army and destroy this entire city.
Yeah, how do you know they will?
Their spies told me.
Spies?
Two spies visited my home here a few days ago. I hid them. And they told me of their plans to attack.
That's treason, punishable by death.
I'm not afraid, Your Grace. The God of Israel will take care of me and protect me.
Nonsense.
The two spies promised to spare me and my house when they destroy Jericho.
And you believed them.
Their word is sure. That's why at this very minute my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all my relatives are in this very house, awaiting the Israelite army, waiting to be saved from the destruction that will fall upon all the rest of Jericho.
Gullible, that's what you are. Believe everything anyone tells you.
She is right, Your Grace.
What? You too.
The God of heaven performs wonders, miracles for his people, the Israelites.
Ah, he can't penetrate our thick walls. They are impregnable.
Well, he parted the Red Sea so the Israelites could go across on dry land.
And he preserved them 40 years in the wilderness.
And just a few days ago, he parted the waters of the Jordan River.
Well, yes, I know. I know all these things, but, how can they possibly destroy our strong city? Now, look at this wall. And our army is second to none. We have horses by the thousand. And iron chariots. No enemy could possibly do.
Your Grace, look! The Israelite army, they're coming!
Quick, Dogim, go to headquarters. Be sure the general has checked our entire defense. Have him check again.
Yes, Your Grace.
Hurry!
Yes, Your Grace!
Rahab, you really do believe that the Israelites will destroy our city, hmm?
Yes, Your Grace.
But how? How?
Their God will do it, Your Grace. How? No one can answer that.
Ah, but gods can't do anything. They're wood and stone. They're lifeless.
Oh, not the Israelite God. He's alive. He created the heavens and all that in them is. And everything exists and has order at his command.
That's not true. It can't be.
Look out there at the Israelites now. Look how orderly they march, in perfect step. Look at those soldiers leading the way. Warriors, every one of them. Seven priests, each with a trumpet, come next.
Yes, what is that thing, the thing these men next in line are carrying?
Those aren't men. They're special priests with the sacred duty of carrying the Ark.
Oh, the Ark. That's what that brilliantly lighted thing is. Hmm?
The Ark, visible evidence of God's presence.
I don't believe it. It's just a hoax, thought up to impress the people and to frighten us.
Oh, it's all very real, Your Grace. As truly as those thousands of soldiers following that ark are real. And Your Grace, do you notice how quietly they march? Not a single sound they make except the sound of their feet.
Yes, I noticed. And it frightens me. But why? Why?
We'll soon see. Just be patient, Your Grace.
That's very strange.
They're marching around the city, Your Grace.
Yeah, so it appears. I wonder what they're up to.
They've stopped marching.
Priests are blowing trumpets. I wish I knew what this was all about.
Their God is going to deliver Jericho into their hands, Your Grace.
I don't believe it!
Yes, Dogheb, what do you want?
Grace. The Israelites are coming again.
Yes, marching like they did yesterday.
In the same order. Everything just like they did yesterday.
Well, get my chariot on the double. I must get to army headquarters immediately.
Yes, Your Grace.
The very same thing happened again the third day, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. Then on the seventh day, very early in the morning.
Your Grace, wake up.
Huh?
Wake up, Your Grace. Your Grace.
What time is it?
It's just barely daylight, Your Grace.
Oh, go away. Leave me asleep.
Your Grace, the Israelites are on the march again.
Well, I don't care what... What? The Israelites are marching again,
huh? Yes, Your Grace.
So early in the morning?
Yes, Your Grace.
Around Jericho?
Yes, Your Grace.
For 6 days. They're earlier today. Well, maybe today's the day. Quick, Togem, my clothes. Hand them to me. Then get me my chariot on the double.
Here you are, Your Grace.
Hurry!
Yes, Your Grace.
Yes, the Israelites expect something to happen today. Well, whatever it is, I must stop them. My general must get to the wall.
General!
Yes, Your Grace.
What's the meaning of this?
Meaning of what, Your Grace?
The Israelites, marching around our city so early in the morning.
Oh, maybe they couldn't sleep. Who knows?
What's that?
Trumpets, Your Grace. The Israelites are blowing them, just like they have for the past 6 days, remember?
Oh. Well, now they'll go back to their camp where they belong, huh?
Well, who cares what they do? I surely don't.
Oh, you aren't worried?
Not the slightest, Your Grace. Our defenses are airtight. A mouse couldn't get through. Much less an Israelite soldier.
Their God seems to be able to do just about as he pleases. No one can stop him.
Why, shame on you, Your Grace. What is the beautiful Ashtaroth, goddess of the moon, going to think? You talking like that. And you, her high priest, too.
Your Grace.
You again. You're always interrupting. What do you want this time?
The Israelites are marching around the city again, Your Grace.
General, did you hear that? Marching around our city 2 times in 1 day. Now, something's going to happen, I tell you.
Oh, have no fear, Your Grace. Everything is under control. Our soldiers are prepared for any eventuality. The Israelites are not going to conquer our city. They can't. It's impossible.
Well, I hope you know what you're talking about.
Grace, the Israelites have started around for the 3rd time.
Huh? General! General, stop them! Stop these Israelites!
Now, now, Your Grace.
They started the 4th trip around, Your Grace.
4 times! General, you must do something! These Israelites are up to no good! For the 5th time, you say?
Yes, Your Grace.
General, stop these Israelites! That's an order! Hear that? 6 times! For the 6th time today, the Israelites are marching around Jericho!
Oh, calm down, Your Grace. For 6 days, they've been marching around our city. 6 times today. And nothing's happened yet, has it?
No.
And it won't either, Your Grace.
Well, then why are they marching around Jericho?
To mystify us. To get on our nerves. No doubt hoping we will do something foolish. Maybe go outside the city walls to engage them in battle. Then they might defeat us. As long as we remain calm and collected, we're in no danger.
Oh. Well, yes, General, I believe you're right.
Your Grace, the Israelites are...
Yes, yes, Dogem, I know. The Israelites are marching around Jericho again for the 7th time today. Well, let them march. Who cares?
But, Your Grace, they...
Ah, Dogem, you worry for nothing. Be calm and collected like I am.
But, Your Grace, there is something to worry about.
What, Dogem?
The Israelite God. He promised that he would deliver us into the hands of the Israelites. And their God always keeps his
word. Impossible, Dogem. Impossible.
Rahab, my daughter, I believe you, of course, yet I do not understand.
Neither do I, Father. But I do have confidence and faith in the God of heaven. And somehow he will deliver us from these evil and wicked people.
I know, Rahab, yet I do not see...
Father, look. That... Listen. The marching stops. Oh, something wonderful, terrible is about to happen. I know it, Father. I can feel it. The trumpets.
This time they holler and make noise as well as blow the trumpets. I wonder why.
The time has come, Father. Watch.
Walls of Jericho are falling.
But no harm shall come to us, Father.
Yes, the great walls of Jericho fell to the ground.
Rahab!
Solomon!
Come quickly, Rahab. Joshua says
that... Solomon, I want you to meet my father.
How do you do, sir?
Father, this is the young spy I told you about. One of the two that I hid in the stacks of flax.
Oh, glad to meet you, Solomon.
Joshua intends to have Jericho burned immediately. He instructed me to get you out of the city before it's set afire.
We're ready, Solomon.
Yes, young man, we're ready. We've been looking for you and waiting. Now here you are to save us.
My mother's here, my brothers and sisters, all my relatives, too.
Everyone in this house is to be saved. Get them all. We must go.
They're waiting at the back steps. Come along, Solomon.
The flames of the burning city of Jericho lit up the sky for miles around. Finally, they faded and died. There was nothing more to burn. There was much rejoicing in the camp of Israel.
Fellow Israelites, silence! Silence before the Lord! We have just experienced a great victory. Jericho is ours. Soon all the land of Canaan will be ours.
Hooray for Joshua, our leader!
Our next conquest will be Ai. I will send spies to Ai immediately. As soon as we have their report, we will march against Ai.
Everything appears to be in order. Complete harmony seems to reign in the camp of Israel. But such is not the case. In one tent...
Look, dear.
Garment. It's beautiful.
It's for you, dear.
For me? This beautiful garment? Oh, Achan, where did you get this garment?
That isn't all. Look at this.
Gold. Silver. Achan, how did you come by all this?
Does it matter how I got them?
Achan. Did you steal these things?
Steal them? Me?
You took them from Jericho, didn't you?
What if I did?
What if you did? Joshua expressly forbid anything to be taken. Achan, you'll be punished for this.
Punished?
You're a thief, Achan. A common, ordinary thief. Well, listen to my advice and take them back. Give them to Joshua.
Give them to Joshua? Not on your life.
You'll be caught and punished.
Oh, nothing of the sort. I'm going to hide them. No one will even know I stole them. I know. I'll dig a hole right here in the tent and hide them there.
People of Israel, the spies brought back a good report. Ai is a very small village with scarcely any defenses. I will take 3,000 men and march against Ai tomorrow morning. People quiet. Please, silence before the Lord. People of Israel, as you know, our army of 3,000 was utterly defeated by the small Ai army. What you do not know is why we were defeated. I shall tell you. In the first place, we went into this battle without first seeking God's sanction and blessing. In the second place, there is a sin in our midst. A thief defeated us. Because of a thief, 36 of our valiant warriors now lay dead on the field of battle. I do not know who the thief is. He is one of you. whoever he is, if he will come forward now, if he will confess now, there is still hope for his salvation. Very well. If the thief will not confess of himself, we will find out who he is. We will draw lots. The thief will be discovered.
Aiken, hadn't you better confess?
No. No, they'll never discover it was me.
People of Israel, the casting of lots discloses that the guilty man is a member of the tribe of Judah.
I plead with you, Aiken. Confess your sin before it's too late.
No, why should I? I tell you, they'll never discover it was me. Even if the lots should point to me, how are they ever going to prove it? They'll have to produce the evidence, and it's safely hidden under the tent.
People of Israel, once again we have drawn lots. The evidence this time indicates the guilty person is a member of the Zerites family.
I think you're making a great mistake, Aiken.
You worry too much.
But you are guilty, and you know the penalty of guilt, don't you?
They'll forgive me. After all, I only stole a garment and a few pieces of silver and gold.
The amount doesn't matter. You did steal. The penalty for stealing a little is as great as stealing a lot. Why don't you confess?
No, no!
People! My heart is sad. We are drawing close to the thief. Yet he, whoever he is, does not confess. This time the lot points a finger at the household of Zabdi.
It's getting closer and closer to you, Aiken.
The next drawing will reveal the guilty man himself. Will the guilty one not yet come forward and confess? Very well. We will proceed with the drawing.
Aiken, I plead with you. Confess.
No.
You'll be punished.
Joshua will have mercy upon me.
Joshua will obey the law. And you know what the law says. Anyone found guilty of stealing is to be stoned to death.
Oh. Maybe I had better confess.
It's too late now. Joshua has already made the drawing.
People of Israel, I hold in my hand the name of the guilty person. Aiken! Aiken, son of Zerah, come stand before the Lord.
Here I am, Joshua, sir.
Aiken, my son, do you realize that your sin, that your theft has caused much grief and suffering in Israel?
Yes, sir.
Do you realize that you, because you coveted and stole, caused the utter defeat of our army?
Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. I saw among the spoils of Jericho a goodly garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold. I coveted them, and I took them. They are now under the earth in the midst of my tent.
Aiken, my son, you have confessed your sin, but you have delayed too long in doing it. You must be punished. It is my unpleasant duty to pronounce the judgment of God upon you. You, your wife and family, your household, everything that belongs to you, even your tents and flocks, everything, will this day be removed far from camp. You will be taken to Achor, the Valley of Trouble. The wages of sin must be paid.